Did you know about 4 out of 10 children were born to unwed mothers? Nearly 2/3 were born to mothers under the age of 30. Today, 1 in 4 under the age of 18, which makes a total of about 16.4 million are being raised without a father. Of all single parent families in the U.S., single mothers make up the majority. Hello, 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 listeners out there in podcast land. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Unpredictable Talk with me, Tamika Marie. So tonight I have a special little twist on my show for you as to why it's called Unpredictable Talk, because you never know what you're going to get. I have a friend of mine whose video I was watching on Facebook Live a couple of nights ago, and she had a very interesting message for single women, and I thought, that would be very good to put on my podcast. So her name is Kiki, and around these parts they kind of call her Ratchet Kiki because she has a big personality. She's kind of loud, and she does not mind telling you exactly how she feels. In her own little ratchet, geeky way, as she is a native of Charleston, South Carolina, I thought that it would be very good to bring her on and you guys to take a listen. Although quite funny, she has very good points, very thought-provoking, and her topics are very interesting. So, without further ado, I'm going to go pay a few bills, and when we come back, you will hear none other than Kiki. And as Kiki would say in her ratchet voice, girl, sit right there and keep thinking the way you thinking, and you won't continue to be single. Girl, ye, bloop.
Hey, y'all come on through, because we got to talk tonight, ladies. Y'all got to tell me something. I'm trying to figure out what's really going on. Ain't this 2020? Child, let me tell y'all something. Let me go to my page right quick. We got to talk, because y'all stick with me tonight now. Come on, stick with me. Tag somebody, because we finna talk. I finna tell y'all about yourself, because some of y'all women is just ridiculous. I'm appalled. I am appalled. I am appalled tonight. Okay, so check this out, right? So today, right, I had an interesting, thought-provoking conversation with some ladies on Facebook. And I was really appalled at some of their mindset. And it seems like I was talking to ladies that was in the 1950s. Like, we're in 2020. What in the world are some of these ladies thinking? Okay, so I'm like, I gotta do a live. I got to get in somebody's head. Something gotta give. So, all right. So I'm gonna read to y'all some of this stuff that was that I was on this post with this lady, and then I put up another post that this young lady off that lady page said, and I'm like, where? So, and they said they pretty much felt sorry for me because I pretty much took care of my husband. He ran over me or something like that, they were saying. Okay, so check it out. So I'm gonna go to her page. First of all, let me turn this up so I can see something. Okay, so check it out, right? This is crazy to me. Okay, so I went to a post today, And the post says, this is so funny. Okay, so I'm just jamming tonight, y'all. Come on, I hope she didn't take it down. How everybody doing tonight? Y'all give me some thumbs up if y'all rocking with me. I ain't been on live in a long time. I miss y'all. What's up? Oh my God, I don't see it. Where is it? I love y'all. Okay, so anyway, it's about, okay, I think I passed it. So it's about, oh, here it goes. With what you're going through, I want to be down with you, down. Okay, so check this out, right? It was a post today, and it said, pretty much, because I can't find it right now. I'm rushing because I want to be correct about everything I tell y'all. Y'all bear with me for a second, because I want y'all to get into this, because I'm like, what is going on with some of these women? Okay, so I think I found it here. Okay, so check this out, right? So this post says, why would I change a tire with my husband in the car? More importantly, why did he ask me? All right, so as a matter of fact, the female's post who I'm talking about just joined us. she just got on. So I'm friends with everybody on my Facebook page. Facebook friends, that is, if I don't know you personally. But I just had to come on because this to me is like some of the women comments that was on her post just floored me, and they thought I was crazy. So check this out, right? She said, so I go down to read some of the things that, okay, so let me read it again. It says, why would I change a tire with my husband in the car? More importantly, why did he ask me? All right, so I am going to go in the meat of her comments, and I'm going to pull up some of the things that was said. Okay, my husband wouldn't take no for an answer. Okay, so let me start from the beginning. Okay, so y'all heard what I read. Okay, so this said, it goes on to say, my husband wouldn't take no for an answer. Not paying attention, driving on a rural road, I ran over something and flattened my tire. Naturally, I pulled over, super annoyed at the inconvenience. I reached over to give to the glove compartment to get the AAA card. Out of my hand, the AAA card, and my husband moved my hand and closed the glove compartment. I'm like, dude, no way are you about to change my tire when it's why we pay for service. He said, check this out. He said, yes, you're right. I'm not. You are. And she was like, excuse me? I have no clue how to change a tire. And besides, I just got a manicure, honey, and on my favorite Uggs, so it's not happening. And he said, okay, well, we'll sit here and wait. All right, here go the next one. And the lady was like, I'm like, seriously, wait? And she said, trying to get my way, which usually works. I don't want to sweat out my edges. I can learn later, please. So she pretty much begging her husband, babe, please, let's not do this. I don't want to sweat my edges out. And he said, nope, this is too much going on these days. I never want you to be stranded or helpless in a situation. Bam, I'm going to read that again. He says, nope, there is too much going on these days. I never want you to be stranded or helpless in this situation. He held my hand, looked me so seriously in the eyes, and said, you've got this, babe. Let's go. Me, talk about herself, pouting, grabs my sneakers from my hardly used gym bag. I was so nervous and aggravated. With this extremely impatient patient supervision, with his extremely patient supervision, he guided me through every step. I could not believe this was actually happening. Yes, smutty hands and all, this was happening. All right, let me read the next one. Y'all stay with me now, because we're going to talk about this. And it says, wait, I'm done. I did it. Me yelling up and down in disbelief as I find myself being so unbelievably excited about something seeming so small. But he was so proud of me. Moral of the story, sometimes a little push is necessary. Whether big or small, having a spouse / someone that encourages you in every aspect of your life daily, making you believe in you, is truly a blessing. And for that, let me tell y'all, they went in on this comment negatively, saying that first of all, she don't need to be changing no tire, especially with her man in the car. This is unacceptable for a man to even allow his wife to do that. This is unacceptable. I mean, saying all sorts of negative stuff about this woman and this man guiding her through changing her tire, right? So I came on the post, and even a couple of them said, why is she even driving? Okay, so I came on the post and said, this is what I said. And they laughed at me. They laughed at me, but y'all know me. I'm a strong chick. I stand my ground. And I said, A+ for hubby. He loves her and did the right thing. So I got like 8 people that laughed at me and had a sad face, right? So a lot of people was like, whoa, what's wrong with you? And this, that, and the third. A woman shouldn't be doing man things. Pretty much what a lot of these females on this post was saying, that he was pretty much wrong for doing that. He was not pretty much not a good husband for letting his wife change the tire. And that's what they got AAA for. And why is she driving anyway? And then one person says, well, that pretty much sums it up. If she was driving and he's sitting in the passenger seat. Let me tell y'all something. And then, oh my God, some of the comments on here, man. Okay, so let me read one of my comments. Okay, so I'm going to read the one. And then this girl said, my husband ran over me and she feels sorry for me. Or something like that she was saying. So here it goes. I said, okay, so I had a situation years ago. Didn't have no AAA. I don't even think AAA was out. Okay, I'm 44. All right. I know I don't look it, but ain't God good. But anyway, I was somewhere, and back in those days, cell phones weren't too, you know, we didn't have cell phones like that. But no AAA like that. You know what I'm saying? So I was somewhere, and I had a flat. My husband was not with me, okay? And I didn't have no cell phone or no AAA to call nobody. So what did I have to do? I had to flag somebody down and get somebody to help me change the tire. So the moral of the story is that I was trying to get across was, he want his wife to be self-sufficient enough that if he's not there or if he's not with her, he ain't got no worries and no issues with worrying about if his wife gonna be okay when he's not there. So with him showing her how to change the tire, and just like some people say, well, he could have did it at home. It shouldn't have been there. What better time to do it when it happened? Some of you women got life and marriage all twisted. As to why some of y'all single. I'm single by choice. Okay, if I get out of a relationship, honey, best believe I'm the one that ended it because I wasn't being treated the way I wanted to be treated. Okay, I'm very independent, self-sufficient. I know how to let my man lead. But let me tell you something. From being in this type of relationship, therapist and counselor and with my organization turning into being like a counselor and having group sessions and going through a lot of things with married people, single people, domestic abuse people. Let me tell you something. Men these days, honey, they want a woman who got a backbone. They don't want no needy woman. And some of y'all women is in the freaking 1950s. Bitch, y'all way of thinking. Don't no man want no woman who can't do nothing for herself. Every time you look, I need this, honey. I need this. One girl was like, oh, my Lord. Let me find it. So I went on to say that years ago, my grandma, my granddad, I mean the provider, the husband, I mean he could have got a stellar award. I mean husband of the universe, because he did everything for her. He drove her where she needed to go, any doctor's appointments, anywhere she needed to go. He took care of the bills. He did everything. And he had a good job, so it was nice, set up, whatever, insurance, all of that, right? Guess what? He passed away suddenly. All right? He had a brain aneurysm. And she was lost without him. Could not drive. Could not write a check. His insurance left her off well. But she couldn't do nothing for herself because she was dependent on him for everything. So all of this mindset with some of y'all females saying that he the provider, he the protector. Yeah, he the provider, he the protector. But God gave us to man as a helpmate. Okay? Help. Help. What do you think the word help means? Do I need to pull it up in the dictionary to define the word help? We're supposed to be helpmates to one another, okay? And not just expect. Let me tell you something. A man got it hard enough, especially a black man, to go out here in this world today, all right? Work hard for a living. Put up with all kind of BS out there in the street, all kind of injustice and unfair, and have to worry about being racially profiled and racism on the job to where he black. He can't get this promotion or this position. And then he got to come home and have some stress and some foolishness going on in his house. Women, I tell you all the time, you set the tone, you set the atmosphere, you set everything up in your household to make it to be what it is. If you are a chaotic and dramatic person, guess what your household will be? Chaotic and dramatic. You are supposed to be his peace. His helpmate, his love, his stress reliever. Okay? You're supposed to add to one another's life. I'm not going to sit here and I'm already well established in life. I don't need no superhero, no man to come and help me out pay no bills or come to help me off my feet. I want somebody who I can join together with. We got the same mindset and baby, we can grow. A man got to start from ground one. And I've told plenty of men, say, they don't, especially older men, they don't want a woman where they got to start over. She ain't got nothing. Come on now. We ain't living in 1920, 1950. What y'all thinking about? Let me show you this other post I put up. Oh, my God. I was appalled. I was really appalled. I was like, what is these women thinking? Have I been sleeping under a rock? I mean, my goodness. This is crazy. Okay, so check this out. Jessica says, what a wife does with her money is none of her husband's business. She should use it to increase the wealth of the family. However, it should never be used to support the family. Where this girl come from? She sound like a plum fool. Let me read this again for some of y'all that missed it, okay? This chick said just now, what a wife does with her money. First of all, let me tell you what she wrong at. Because when you marrying and you got, people always want to call me when I'm live. When you, first of all, let me tell you what she wrong at. And half of them probably single. Let me tell you what she wrong at. She said what a woman does with her money. First of all, it ain't your money. It's y'all money. Okay? Now, granted, in my marriage, I've had a joint account where everything went into one pot. All right? Some people in a marriage is always one or the other. One is a spender and one is a saver. You got to know who you're dealing with. All right? So if you got a spender and somebody who's not good with money, you need to manage the money. But it's not just your money, especially if he adding to the pot as well. You just got to be his helper to be able to make sure it's managed properly. Now, some people might not agree and say that most marriages today have a joint account for the bills, then his account, then her account, which that's what I eventually had to go to because I work hard. I don't just splurge as to why God has blessed me with the things that I have because I don't just go out and spend frivolously. But whenever I see something I want, I'm going to get it. But my thing is, first of all, she wrong because it ain't your money. It just ain't your money. And see, that's where we create the division in the marriage. It's a threefold cord. God, husband, and wife. All right? You become as one. Okay? So whatever y'all have together, it's together. Unless you sign a prenuptial agreement if you rich or something. You understand? So she says, what a wife does with her money is none of her husband's business. How that? I almost cussed. Forgive me, Lord, because I said it in my mind. How in the ham and cheese, bologna, burnt bologna sandwich, is you going to say it ain't none of your husband's business? What you do with your money? Is you, what planet you on? And then she goes on to say, she should use it to increase wealth of the family. However, it should never be used to support the family. I don't even understand that. How you gonna create wealth of the family, but you don't use it to support the family? I bet she's single. And if she ain't single, she must be one of them holiness Pentecostal women who always, who don't wear no makeup and have on cinnamon stocking with Vaseline on her lip. And who wear ankle length dress down to her ankle and follow behind her husband. I got to laugh because this is sad for 2020 for women to think like this. And a lot of people went in. A lot of people went in and called her selfish because, yes, you are very selfish to think that way. You are very selfish to think that way. How you gonna say what you do with your money ain't your husband's business. Now, I've known some men that say, okay, I'm the man of the house. I'm the provider. I'm going to pay the bigger bills. You pay the smaller bills. I can rock with that. But you got to help your man. You're supposed to be his piece. You're not supposed to be a liability, so to speak. Because two incomes are always better than one. But if you're a stay-at-home mom, that man should not come home and your house nasty, ain't no grocery on the table, the laundry dirty, ain't no clean drawers for the man to put on, okay? You on the phone gossiping and running your mouth, okay? And this man ain't being taken care of and he don't work all day long. What stay-at-home mom is you? How you helping him? You ain't helping him. You adding stress to this man. But you want to stay home and holler about our money and your nails and your hair. Or if you don't get somewhere and sat down, please. So anyway, I'm going back to this. Let me see if I can find it. One girl was like, one of the guys was a pimp or something. He was pimping his wife. Oh my God, this is funny. I'm laughing at this because it's so funny to me. And I'm trying to figure out where these women getting, where y'all, what wrong? What's going on? What's going on in y'all head? And what year y'all think y'all living in? This is 2020. Okay? Oh my God. Okay, so let's see. I got some comments here under Jessica. Under the post I made about Jessica. This is so funny, y'all. I can't believe this. Okay, so let me read some of y'all comments. Woo! Yeah, the cinnamon stocking. I don't understand how someone, what y'all think about some of this stuff I've been seeing? Because what do y'all think? Do y'all think, somebody come on live with me, man, and tell me We y'all think about how the women, some of these women thinking these days. I mean, I know everybody, whatever works for whoever in their household, that's how your household work. But you got to work together. You got to work together these days. Okay? So one person was saying on here that, okay, so Shirley Anthony says, many women cannot explain submission and do not understand what a helpmeet is. Exactly. She said, shaking my head, hollering, but they're a Proverbs 31 woman. Okay, that's so true. So Amos Mazar said, I guarantee you she ain't married. I hear the selfish woman. And I guarantee you. So here go Sean Hayes. He says, hold on, y'all. Hey, everybody. I ain't got my glasses on. I need to put it on. Stop trying to be cute so I can see what y'all seeing. So, okay, Sean Hayes says, I think the wife should be a secret squirrel, hiding the acorns and nuts. I do think men should be the supporting. I don't think she's right about it being none of our business. But I do think as a husband, we shouldn't ask if we trust her, because then that'll end up effing it up most of the time. Okay. So pretty much he's saying the husband should be the supporter, but he don't agree with her saying that it's none of their business. But if the man trusts his wife, he would know that she's doing good by the finances. Okay. So what do you do with your money when you don't have to, your husband don't require you to provide anything in the household? What are you doing with your money? Are you saving it? Are you just splurging? What do you guys do? Because let me tell you, I have yet to have a man pay all my bills for me. I wish one would. Come on, run me $1,300 for this mortgage right here. Okay? Come on, run that. Shoot, help me out with the car note and a little bit of insurance money. Huh? Come on, help a sister out over here. I will not complain. Boy, I will, as soon as you step in this house, I will have your bath water ready. You understand what I'm saying? Them grocery is hot. All right? I will feed you. All right? Play with it if you want to. Let me get my glasses so I can see what some of y'all see. Oh, my God. This is funny to me, honey. Yes. Huh, play with it if you want to. This is how I rock right here. Long day from work. I ain't care what nobody say. All right? I'm unwinding. So, with that being said, okay, so let's read some of these comments here. Sylvia Point said, how are you, sweetie? Hadn't seen you in a long time. She says, you have to work together to have a better life. And you are absolutely correct. All right, so am I saying your name right? Oh, girl, I'm sorry. Blame it on the wine, honey. She says, and have to support each other if one does not have, the other will make sure they're straight. Exactly. Yeah, groceries, whatever he want, baby, meatloaf, some neck bone, some collard green, that's right, some cornbread, that's sweet cornbread, you understand what I'm saying? You got to take care of these men when they taking care of you. Happy wife, happy life, play with it if you want to. We are one after we pay tithe. Yeah, okay, I ain't mad. You got to get God his money too. God want his cut too. All right, so let's see. I don't get it. Any guys on here want to speak? Stacey said, I saw it and kept scrolling. Foolishness. Nina, what's up, baby? Erin, y'all better come on here and talk to me. Y'all married. Shoot, how y'all run it? Rita Miles said 50-50 is what it's supposed to be. My grandmother lost her husband as well, and she still knew what to do. Cut my light back on, please, sir. Cut the light back on. I'm on. And I just said cut the light back on. What's wrong with you? You win the game?
No.
You lost the game. I told you to represent for Kobe. How much points you get?
I got 12, but coach didn't keep me in the game that long.
Why coach ain't keep you in the game long? Because you ain't been listening at it.
He talking about my attitude.
Oh, so you got an attitude?
No, because he ain't put me in the game that long.
So you can't cry when the coach don't be putting you in the game?
What's wrong with you?
My son got an attitude because coach won't put him in the game.
You think you...
Hey, I'm on live.
Yes.
Y'all need to get out.
You should have kept me in the game.
Don't you come over here because you look like Mutt and Jeff. Get your... I am not owning you right now. Get your picky head over up out of here. You will not get in front of this camera this evening. Get out and close my door. You need to learn how to pay attention. Stop having an attitude. You got to have a team spirit. You close
where
the
you
door.
Think he get the attitude from?
He ain't get it from me. Okay, back to the scheduled broadcast. So, with that being said, these children get on my nerve. Try living in a house with boys, just all boys. You the only girl, only frog tail in the house, honey. So anyway, so these females these days. Let me school y'all, honey, because they say I'm always beating up on the men. Y'all queens got to have y'all's house in order. Okay? A man these days don't want no woman who got to build from the ground up. You understand what I'm saying? If you ain't got yourself together, they scrolling right on past you. And I know y'all probably say, well, shoot, you seem like you got yourself together and you still single. That's because I'm picky. All right? I'm picky. Got dirty. I know what I want. And I ain't going to just put up with any old kind of man. First of all, if you a man don't work, don't eat. And a man don't work, can't be with me. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. That a preach right there. That's the word. That's in the book. That's in the book. So, back to this female who says her husband ain't got no business. It ain't her husband's business knowing with her dog, where the money, is you crazy? What are you smoking? Okay, so Sylvia Point said, if you are married, then you are one. If you aren't working, have everything ready for him. That's right. The grocery better be spread. The bath water need to be run. And if he want a little good sugar, when it all said and done, you better ask him. I'll let y'all finish that. Get that man that sugar. That's right. That's his stuff. You old nasty self. Anyway, Stacy says, I pay the lesser bills, water bill, buy grocery, sewer bill, buy house products. That means his personal hygiene items as well. Hey, Auntie, of course you should, honey. And listen here. You got a good man, girl, because you paying the lesser bills. Honey, my mortgage is $1,300. Matter of fact, let me give you all the exact change. That's $1,349.19. I'm going to need somebody to come on and run me that right there. Okay? Run me that. I pay all the bills in my house. Mortgage. Okay? I pay mortgage. I pay car note. I pay... everything, insurance, water bill, light bill, grocery, and then I got my little toys. I got me a Harley, and then of course the queen got to get her hair done. Got to get my nails done. Then I got to take care of my boys. And trust me, God has blessed me with an awesome career. But guess what? When it's one, it's hard. Come around this way. Y'all look at my football superstar. My baby is too handsome. This is my chocolate drop. Come say hi, Diddy. So, but I'm on here schooling these females, telling them how they need to be taking care of house and being a helpmate to their husband and stop being the devil, expecting him to do everything. Let your woman be your helpmate. See that? Look at it. I teach my boy how to be a hard worker. He packing y'all grocery. Y'all call in Walmart. Y'all go on Walmart and get online and order something. He packing y'all grocery with love. You understand? That's my boy. He's sniffing hair chocolate drop. They miss me. I ain't been on live in so long. So anyway, it's just crazy to me. So.
But I'm committing, so.
You can't see it now. Okay, yes, it can. So listen. So on March 21st, y'all, I'm telling y'all gotta show up for my 2020, he said, she said, to where we're gonna have a platform of doctors, therapists, pastors, evangelists, even the devil's advocate. Is going to be on a panel, man. We are going to be talking about everything such as these type of topics. And I mean sex, interracial dating, everything that deals with the household and marriage and family. We're going to be talking about that. And it's only $10. We're going to have heavy hors d'oeuvres. We're going to have wine. We're going to have sipping. Say, even my audience is going to be sipping and listening and asking questions. And guess what? If you are out of the state and you can't make it, guess what? I miss you too, Sil. And you can't make it, I'm going to have pay-per-view for everybody to join in and watch. And even through pay-per-view, they're going to be able to ask questions. I have a panel of fierce debaters. And even the people that I got on the panel, we have gone back and forth with each other. Melanie Williams, me and her done went back and forth. Man, I done got mad at Mel so bad one time, I delete Mel. That's how bad. And Mel is fierce. You hear me? She ain't gonna back down. She a bulldog, and I love her. Okay, so she's gonna be on a panel. I got my homeboy Irwin Mays, a fierce debater. Okay, that's my homeboy, and we don't always agree on everything, but he is raw, and I love him. I got Pastor Jerry Gordon. Y'all remember when I used to do the lives with the pastor and his wife and the first lady? They're gonna be there ripping up the panel, and I got Lana Reynolds. Some of y'all may know her as Keisha Halley. She is a therapist. She has her own business and everything. And she is going to be coming all the way from Columbia to rip it apart. Y'all know Keisha Halley. Y'all know Keisha Halley don't play. Keisha Halley don't play ever since from high school. You understand? She will rip you up with her tongue. Okay? From high school. And she's still sweet. But she's still that way. And it's going to be fierce, y'all. Y'all need to come out. And then I got my homeboy, Troy Belton. He's out of Columbia, you know, and I call him Dr. Darnell. I would call him the devil's advocate, because me and that boy do not see eye to eye, but that's my homeboy, and he be 100. He be 100. So I'm telling y'all, this is just one of so many more events that I'm going to have like this. And I got a couple of secrets up my sleeve that I can't tell y'all, but I am excited about how things is going to go this year for me. But I'm telling y'all, y'all women, get out of the 1950s and the 60s, okay? We are in 2020, okay? Stop thinking going into a marriage. See, some of y'all got marriage all wrong. Y'all got the definition of marriage wrong. And I can tell y'all this. Well, who made you the guru? First of all, experience, trial and error, okay? And I have a minister's license because God has given me my calling. And my calling is to help broken women. Okay, so the event, I'm going to post it. It's, Auntie, I'm going to post it. It's going to be in Mount Scorner at Dream Makers. It's going to be March the 21st, and it starts at 6. And it's going to be, just awesome topics, an awesome panel. The food is going to be off the chain. It's going to be good. Nice grown folk talk, adult talk. It's going to be some arguments. I know it is. But we're going to all love each other and leave there happy and informed, because it's going to be the battle of the minds. He said, she said, okay? So I'm going to put a flyer up. I'm going to start actually bringing some of the panelists on to do lives with, just to give you a little introduction of them and let them tell you, you know, what they're about, where they're from, and all this good stuff. But it's going to be good. I got my staff waiting and ready. Yeah, y'all will be working Crystal, Tika, Shamir, Adrian. Y'all gonna be serving the guests, okay? So I'm telling y'all, y'all have to understand that a marriage, okay? God had placed man as the head, okay? And the woman as his helpmeet. We came out of his side, not out of his back. We don't walk behind him. We walk beside him. We help him, okay? Daily. All right? We help be his peace. We help be his, you know what? Just like a lot of people say, he's the head and we're the neck. that controls him. Up, down, left, right, okay? Because we have that certain discernment maybe that he don't have, or we can see something that he don't see, and we just have to bring some awareness with him. We have to be his support. Now, I'm talking about a good man. Now, I ain't talking about somebody who out there wilding out, you know, in the streets, doing stuff they ain't supposed to be doing, okay? And just not a good man or a good husband or a good father or a good provider, okay? I'm talking about some good, upstanding men who's doing what they're supposed to be doing. And a lot of times, and it's sad to say this, a lot of times, a good man and a good woman always end up with somebody who sucks. Real talk. They suck as a husband or a wife. And it's like you married, but you're still single. You know what I'm saying? So if you marry and you still got to do everything yourself, and you got to be the responsible one, and you got to carry the load, what the heck you married for? Okay, well, if marriage ain't for everyone, auntie, then guess what? They ain't need to be playing house. Point blank, period. And then they ain't need to be complaining about everything either. You understand? But I'm talking about people who's married, who have these issues about this mine, this yours. This female, I just put her post up. She put a post up saying what she do with her money is none of her husband's business. And the money should be used to build the wealth of the family, but not support the family. She expect her husband to do everything, and she take her little piece of change and do whatever she want to do with it, and dare her husband to ask her what she doing with it. Who want to be married to a woman like that? That's not helping him. That's not taking stress off of him. At all. At all. Okay? A lot of people don't understand the role that a woman has is so strong and so powerful. Let me tell you something. A woman can make her house and can break her house when she got a good man. Now, when you got a knucklehead who ain't about nothing, it's all before a matter of time you gonna get rid of him. But a woman who got a good man, she can make her house and she can break her house. Just like a first lady in the church. She can build a house or she can tear the house down. And I've seen plenty of first ladies tear the house down. God is married to the church. Your husband is married to you. Husbands, love your wife like Christ loved the church. Some of these wives, y'all ain't doing things right. And the guys say all the time, Tamika, you always beating up on the guys. I say, I get on the females too. Especially when they need it. But today, after what I seen with my own four eyes, I said, these women think they're living in the 1920s with their way of thinking. How you gonna say you married and you got your own money, it's your money, and he better not ask you what you do with your money? He's supposed to be the one to support me. I wish I would be driving. I don't feel like when a man is present, I'm supposed to be driving. Let me tell y'all something. That same love and back rubs and affection and romance and all of this stuff that you want, your husband want the same thing. Your man want the same thing. You don't think he get tired too? I don't have a problem driving my husband somewhere when I get one. I don't have a problem driving my husband somewhere sometimes. He tired too. Shoot, he human. He get tired. Okay? Cater to him sometimes. He wants you to do things for him too. Some of them, see, a man, that's why I say you got to learn his love language. You know your man long enough to know just with his body language and some of the stuff he said or with some of the stuff he moved, the way he moved, you already know what he's trying to tell you. A man is not so much, some men are more communicators, but some men aren't communicators. And you as his wife got to know him and know how he operate. You understand what I'm saying? So that same love and attention and affection and being spoiled and being pampered, ladies, your men want the same thing. You think he want to always be doing everything for you and you not do, you not give back, you not reciprocate? That ain't even right as far as the law of reciprocity. Okay, y'all ever heard of reciprocity? or reciprocate. If I get tired of doing something for somebody, if I'm always giving, 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 hey, Patsy, hey, boo, if I'm always giving, 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 and I don't look for nothing in return, but you should give something in return. If you love that person, he going out buying you flowers and making you feel like a queen and just telling you he loving you all the time and just spoiling you and lavishing you with trips and you think coochie is everything. No, your little coochie ain't all that. Okay? It ain't all that all the time. He want other stuff too. You understand what I'm saying? Learn how to treat your man good. If he treats you good, you give it back to him. And I tell a lot of people, you can get more out of people when you love on them and treat them good. You get more out of them. You get more out of people when you love on them. Because they be like, man, they just loving me up so much. And that's when the Bible said, remember the Bible said, he'll cause people to give to you and don't even know why? That's favor. That's because they love you so much and they love your whole everything about you until they want to give you. And it blesses them and make them feel good just to give you. So I say to all of you women out there, this is not 19, 50, 60, 40, 30, 20. Come out of that mindset to think that your husband is supposed to do every single thing. No, no. He is not supposed to do every single thing. He wants you to be self-sufficient too. Stacy, listen, that's why y'all love me, because I keep it real, honey. I ain't finna sugarcoat nothing. Yeah, coochie. Your lily in the valley. Your bright and morning star. Your $1 million. Your cookie. Your pocketbook. Your woo-ha. Your hot pocket. The man want more than that. They want that too because they're nasty, but they want more. You understand? Love ain't just loving on, and love language and love ain't just about intercourse and penetration. Just cuddling. Just spending time together. That's love. That's love. Stimulating my intellect. If you can't hold a conversation and if you can't spell, I ain't want nothing to do with you. You better get hooked on phonics. Okay? Okay? I need somebody. See, we all different people. We all different in every way. See, you have to get somebody who is compatible. I want somebody to keep me excited and keep me on. You know, we keep each other excited and things be adventurous and spontaneous, because I always just out the blue. Let's do this or let's do that. Let's go. I can't have no boring person in my life. Okay? Because you go get left plenty of days. But I just came by to tell y'all, ladies, queens, we got to come out of this way of thinking. Some of these good men is out here, and they're here, they're out there. But they look at you on Facebook and see how you acting a fool and seeing the way you thinking, they scroll right on past you. Y'all sit right there and think these men don't be looking at your profile on Facebook. I had plenty of them come in my inbox and tell me about how they admire me and see the type of person that I am from Facebook, and they just admire me, and they say you different from the rest. You don't even, you beautiful and you classy and you sexy and you never act and you always fully dressed. That's right, cause I'm a lady. Cause I'm a lady. You understand? Okay, I'm a lady, and that's what ladies do. Yeah, let me draw your attention other than with my body. But you know what? If I had Megan Thee Stallion, you know what? Let me stop. Let me tell y'all. God knew not to give me no big booty. Because I'd been wrapped around somebody's pool. You understand me? But when I get married, I put the pool in my bedroom. I don't care what nobody say. The marriage bed is under fire. When I get married, a pool is going in this room. You understand? Either this room or he could buy it, we could buy another house or stop it. Okay? But a pool going in here. Yes, Lord. And it's going down. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all sit right there and be all cute if you want to. You better be a lady in the street. And the freaking machines, that's what they want. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know he giving his money to Megan. Play with it if you want to. Okay. Y'all miss me and I miss y'all too, but check it. Check it, check it, check it, check it, check it. Now, if you in a relationship though, and you feel like you're in that relationship by yourself and you're doing it all by yourself, you need to reevaluate some things. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, y'all making me feel Megan Thee Stallion is just up in here. You understand? It's bedroom talk. It's bedroom talk. What time? I done slept, girl. I done took my little dab. You know old people need a dab. I done took my dab, honey. And guess what? I done got my little wine. Y'all sit right there. Sit right there. A little wine good for the stomach. Now, I ain't telling y'all alcoholics to be drinking and carrying on. But, you know, every now and again when I feel like coming home and I feel like chilling, here's to you, kid. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let me see what time it is. I think it's 9:00. Dang, I done been on for an hour. Oh yeah, Bree. I'm home. I'm sorry, Bree. So anyway, ladies, before I sign off, because I've already been on here an hour entertaining y'all queens and trying to teach y'all something. All right. What did you learn today? That I am going to be a helpmate for my man. I am going to be self-sufficient. I am not going to be needy. Okay. We're not going to be needy. We're going to be helpers. Ain't want no whining, needy woman. I've been told that by so many men. That's so unattractive. Have your stuff together. And don't be wanting wine taste on a bare budget. Go sit down. Get your house in order. Okay? And then come back again and try it again. All right? So I hope you guys enjoyed this little lesson today. Because this has been a lesson. Okay? As to why some of y'all still single. Mm-hmm. Well, you ain't got to drink nothing, Miss Sylvia. I'll drink some for you. Okay? I got you. It's all right. God ain't gonna send me to hell just because I drink a little bit of strawberry daiquiri. Okay? A little strawberry daiquiri. All right? So anyway, I love you all.
Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, good night and God bless.